Let's read together Ezekiel chapter 10. In this chapter, we read of Ezekiel's vision of the burning of Jerusalem and the departure of the glory of God from the temple. Ezekiel chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. And I looked, and there in the expanse that was above the head of the cherubim, there appeared something like a sapphire stone, having the appearance of the likeness of a throne. Then he spoke to the man clothed with linen and said, Go in among the wheels under the cherub, fill your hands with coals of fire from among the cherubim, and scatter them over the city. And he went in as I watched. Now the cherubim were standing on the south side of the temple when the man went in, and the cloud filled the inner court. Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub and paused over the threshold of the temple. And the house was filled with the cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. And the sound of the wings of the cherubim was heard even in the outer court, like the voice of Almighty God when he speaks. Then it happened when he commanded the man clothed in linen, saying, Take fire from among the wheels, from among the cherubim, that he went in and stood beside the wheels. And the cherub stretched out his hand from among the cherubim to the fire that was among the cherubim, and took some of it and put it into the hands of the man clothed with linen, who took it and went out. The cherubim appeared to have the form of a man's hand under their wings. And when I looked, there were four wheels by the cherubim, one wheel by one cherub, and another wheel by each other cherub. The wheels appeared to have the color of a beryl stone. As for their appearance, all four looked alike, as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went together, any of their four directions. They did not turn aside when they went, but followed in the direction the head was facing. They did not turn aside when they went. And their whole body, with their back, their hands, their wings, and the wheels that the four had, were full of eyes all around. As for the wheels, they were called in my hearing, wheel. Each one had four faces. The first face was the face of a cherub, the second face, the face of a man, the third, the face of a lion, and the fourth, the face of an eagle. And the cherubim were lifted up. This was the living creature I saw by the river Kibar. When the cherubim went, the wheels went beside them. And when the cherubim lifted their wings to mount up from the earth, the same wheels also did not turn from beside them. When the cherubim stood still, the wheels stood still. And when one was lifted up, the other lifted itself up, for the spirit of the living creature was in them. Then the glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the temple and stood over the cherubim. And the cherubim lifted their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels were beside them, and they stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the God of Israel was above them. This is the living creature I saw under the God of Israel by the river Kibar, and I knew they were cherubim. Each one had four faces, and each one four wings, and the likeness of the hands of a man was under their wings, and the likeness of their faces was the same as the faces which I had seen by the river Kibar. Their appearance and their persons. They each went straight forward. Let's begin our study of Ezekiel chapter 10 with some background notes. Here in Ezekiel chapter 10, we come to the third part of Ezekiel's four-part vision that is covered in chapters 8 through 11 of Ezekiel. In chapter 8, Ezekiel saw the extent of the idolatry and wickedness that was going on in the temple area in Jerusalem. In chapter 9, Ezekiel saw the execution of the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Now here in Ezekiel chapter 10, Ezekiel sees the departure of the glory of the Lord from the temple and the burning of the city of Jerusalem. The content of Ezekiel chapter 10 has a lot in common with the content of Ezekiel chapter 1, because in both chapters, Ezekiel describes the throne chariot of God, which he sees in these visions that the Lord gave him. Now, while there are many similarities to the two descriptions, there are also significant differences as well. In chapter 1, remember, Ezekiel had that great vision of the glory of the Lord, and in that vision, God's throne chariot was in Babylon, where Ezekiel and the captives lived. Now, here in this vision, here in Ezekiel chapter 10, Ezekiel sees God's throne chariot hovering in the temple area in Jerusalem, a significant difference. In chapter 1, we saw that the rims of the wheels of God's throne chariot were full of eyes. Here in chapter 10, we see that the four cherubim associated with the whirling wheels were also full of eyes, further emphasizing the omniscience of God. God sees all and knows all. Now, as to these whirling wheels, it seems that these wheels within wheels were gyroscopic in nature, giving stability to God's throne chariot. We see from verses 15 and 20 here in chapter 10 that the living creatures of chapter 1 are the same as the cherubim of chapter 10. Now, don't get confused concerning all the cherubim mentioned in this chapter. Cherubim, remember, are a high-ranking class of angels. The cherub of verse 4 here is one of the two cherubim that were part of the Ark of the Covenant that overlooked the mercy seat. We see from this verse what we also saw in verse 3 of chapter 9, that the glory of the Lord departed from over the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies and moved to the threshold of the temple. There the glory cloud, known as the Shekinah glory, filled the holy place as well as filled the court of the temple. Verse 4 once again. Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub and paused over the threshold of the temple, and the house was filled with a cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. In every other verse in this chapter where cherubim are mentioned, it is the four cherubim associated with God's throne chariot that are in view, not the cherubim associated with the Ark of the Covenant. Verse 18, for example. Then the glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the temple and stood over the cherubim. That is the four cherubim of God's throne chariot. Well, more we could give for background, let's move now to our doctrinal points for Ezekiel chapter 10. So doctrinal or teaching point number one, the judgment of God must fall on unholy people. The judgment of God must fall on unholy people. Verse 2, then he spoke to the man clothed with linen and said, go in among the wheels, under the cherub, fill your hands with coals of fire from among the cherubim and scatter them over the city. And he went in as I watched. Who is this man clothed in linen? This is the same angelic being that we saw back in chapter 9, the one who marked the godly remnant on their foreheads because they sighed over the sin of the city. This man clothed in white linen may have been more than just an angel taking on the form of a man. He may have been the angel of the Lord. That is the Lord himself, the pre-incarnate Christ. We can't say for sure. In any case, we see in this chapter that he is given coals of fire from beneath the throne chariot of God to be scattered over the city of Jerusalem. Here in Ezekiel chapter 10, the burning of Jerusalem in Ezekiel's day was because of the idolatry and wickedness of the people that we saw in Ezekiel chapters 8 and 9. The judgment of God must fall on unholy people. All of this literally came true, of course, when the Babylonians conquered Jerusalem and burned the city. I'm reading 2 Kings chapter 25, verses 8 and 9. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, a servant of the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He burned the house of the Lord and the king's house, all the houses of Jerusalem. That is, all the houses of the great he burned with fire. 2 Kings 25, 8 and 9. Why did God let this happen? Because the judgment of God must fall on ungodly people. Let me ask you, is there any escape from the judgment of God? Yes, one way of escape, only one. There is salvation in Christ, because at the cross, the judgment of God against sin fell on him. He paid the penalty of our sins. He died as our substitute. 1 Peter 2:24 says, he himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. 1 Peter 2:24. Do you believe this? Have you received Christ as your personal Savior? How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Hebrews 2, verse 3. There is no escape from the judgment of God apart from Christ. The judgment of God must fall on ungodly people. Doctrinal point number two. The glory of God must withdraw from unholy worship. The glory of God must withdraw from unholy worship. In Ezekiel chapter 8, we read of all the idolatry and unholy worship going on in the temple area. Now here in chapter 10, we see the glory of the Lord departing from the temple. The glory of God must withdraw from unholy worship. Remember, the theme of Ezekiel is the glory of God. And the first 24 chapters could be subtitled The Departure of God's Glory. In verse 4 of this chapter, which is a repeat of verse 3 of chapter 9, we see the first stage of the departure of God's glory. The glory of the Lord left the Holy of Holies of the temple, where it had been focused over the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant. The glory cloud moved to the threshold of the temple. We see the second stage of the departure of God's glory here in verse 18, when the glory cloud moved from the temple threshold to God's throne chariot. Verse 18, then the glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the temple and stood over the cherubim. These are the cherubim of God's throne chariot, as we mentioned before. In verse 19, we see the third stage of the departure of God's glory, as God's throne chariot moved from the temple courtyard to the east gate. Verse 19, and the cherubim lifted their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels were beside them, and they stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the God of Israel was above them. In Ezekiel chapter 11, we'll see the fourth stage of the departure of God's glory as the glory cloud left the city in the direction of the east. The glory of God must withdraw from unholy worship. Now, what was true in Ezekiel's day is true today. The glory of God must withdraw from unholy worship. Many churches which once preached the gospel and were spiritually alive are now spiritually dead. The worship is no longer Christ-centered, and the Lord is no longer in the midst of the people. The glory of God must withdraw from unholy worship. What about practical application from Ezekiel chapter 10? Don't let Ichabod ruin your church or ministry. Don't let Ichabod ruin your church or ministry. Ichabod? Who's Ichabod anyway? The name Ichabod means no glory, or the glory has departed. In 1 Samuel chapter 4, we read about the time when the Ark of the Covenant was taken away from Israel by the Philistines. At that time, a grandson was born to Eli the high priest and given the name Ichabod. I'm reading 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 21. Then she named the child Ichabod, saying, "The glory has departed from Israel because the Ark of God has been captured." Let me ask you, has the glory of God departed from your church or ministry? Is the focus no longer on Christ? Is the emphasis no longer on the preaching of the word? No wonder the glory has departed. I trust that this is not true of your church or ministry. Don't let Ichabod ruin your church or ministry.